So it was called Huntsville High School then.
Mm-hmm.
And how many years was the elementary school in the high school then?
You mean when was the whole public school in one building?
Well, when you finished elementary school, what grade was that?
Oh, sixth grade.
Oh, sixth. And then the junior high was?
Seventh, eighth, and my gosh. I believe I went to the ninth grade in the intermediate school, or junior high as we called it then. Now the ninth grade is in high school, but I'm just sure it was still in junior high when I was in school.
And then the high school was
10, 11, and 12.
10 through 12. And then you went to, from there, you went to
SMU. I went to school here in the summers. I attended Sam Houston 3 summers and SMU 3 long terms.
So now, at Southern Methodist, that you went there for, so you were there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of degree did you get from that?
Bachelor of Business Administration.
Tell me about some of the people you work with in the department store.
Well, I do not, I don't work there anymore. I do keep one set of the books. But, well, would you like to know about some of the older people have a fairly small store, and we have had some employees who have stayed with us for many years. One still works from time to time, and she is so old that I don't think even the United States government knows just how old she is. She began working for us back in the 1930s for my father. And after my husband took over the business following the death of my father, she, of course, stayed with us. She had lived in Madison and Walker counties all of her life, but she has been in Huntsville for a very long while. She is old and spry and broke her wrist when she was, I'm sure, in her 70s, had it set with no anesthetic at all, and regained almost complete use of the joint by sheer determination, I think. We had another older lady who had been with us for many years back during the time my father was living, and she finally retired. The other one never has given up. But I think one thing that keeps them going is having a job they like, dealing with people, and they look forward to it.
That is good. That's real good. Tell me about your church.
The Methodist Church here is now the oldest church building in Huntsville. The church, I'm not sure what the membership is. The attendance is probably about between 300 and 400 on an average Sunday. The building is located downtown, and this particular building was completed in 1918 or 1919. So it predates all the others that are in use in Huntsville now. The Methodist Church was established here, or the first building was built in 1851, and it has been on the same site ever since the first building was built.
Really? And you were telling me before about some of your trips, and you told me about the one to Georgia. Tell me about some other. You know.
The trip to Georgia is just about the only trip that we have taken. I have accompanied my husband on short business trips from time to time to El Paso, and once we went to Las Vegas and had a marvelous time there. I was very surprised, though. We flew in at night, and I was so impressed with all the neon lights on all of the buildings and thought it was just such a great circus area. And we had a very good time that night, and when we got up the next morning and I saw that